Blog Talk Radio.
Evening Devotional Worship Program. This is our Hymns of the Moon Wisdom Series, reading number 74. This is Thursday, May 12th, 38,781, according to the ancient Kemetic calendar, based on the Great Year System of Time Reckoning, or 2016, according to the readjusted Western Gregorian calendar. I am Shem's Bakat Asura. If you are a first-time listener, Shetab Netzer means hidden divinity, also known as the ancient Kemetic Egyptian mysteries. The purpose of the devotional program is one of calling out to the divine, which are the gods and goddesses, or what are also known as the cosmic energies that are within us. We do this through performing our altar rituals, prayers, chanting, and singing. Both Uwa, meditation, and the Chef Netaru Sima Paut, the movement of the gods and goddesses, our yoga posture system, are also an integral part of the Shetal Netar spiritual tradition. This allows the divine to grace us with her, his presence, and move closer to us. It is establishing and engendering a devotional feeling and love for the divine, creating a divine communion and love for him, her, in all aspects of being, harmonizing one's feelings and emotions, and leading to the ultimate unity of the individual self with the divine self. This is part of the Shetty discipline of Uwashu. You are most welcome to join us by following along in all aspects of our program. There are two books that will be used: the chants, prayers, how to create your altar, and most of the songs that you will hear can be found in the devotional worship book by Dr. Moata Ashby. The listening to the teaching segment of this evening's program will be taken from the ebook Egyptian Yoga 2 by Dr. Moata Ashby. Be sure to register for a free membership at our new interactive website, EgyptianYoga.com. Your free membership will give you access to an extensive resource of information. You will enjoy a continuous stream of devotional hymns, the Netarian Creed, Hesuamun, videos, Q&A about Kemetic culture, spirituality, and lifestyle, and ancient teachings presented by our temple high priest and priestess. Also, click on our Go to Bookstore link to obtain copies of your very own devotional worship books and preview our extensive selection. Pata and I are members of the Sema Institute and the Shetalb Netzer Temple of Aset, under the leadership of Seba Ma, Dr. Mark Ashby, and Seba Ja, Dr. Karen Ashby. We are initiates of the Temple of Aset. And with that, greetings, Shems Pata. How are you this evening?
Greetings, Shems Baket. I'm doing well tonight. And how are you tonight?
Doing very well also, Dua for asking. Hetep.
Dua. Hetep. We will begin the altar ritual by kneeling down and bowing before the covered altar, which is facing west, with our hands in the Dua pose, palms facing outwards towards the altar, and our heads lightly touching the floor. If you are able to do so, this is a sign of humility to the higher self. Now rise up and uncover your altar, symbolizing the unveiling of the illusions in order to reveal our higher nature. Next is the lighting of our candle, which symbolizes the Ku, or the divine light within, that is to be awakened. Next is the lighting. We will light our incense, or if you have an oil diffuser, that is acceptable as well, symbolizing the fragrance of your personality, which will exude with a divine odor that will rise up and attract as well as commune with the divine. Then we will pour our libation, pouring purified water from one container to the next, pouring continuously and silently. This libation is used in place of the ancient Hetep stone, which symbolizes the one-pointed flow and focus of the mind towards the divine. Next, we will place our offering, a live fruit or vegetable item, in front of the altar. Return to a comfortable position and take a few cycles of conscious breathing in and out of the nostrils 2 to 3 times. Next, we will recite the offering formula, call and response. Hotep di nesu netara, anpu wepa nepta desert perkeru, ka ka pet si netar ardi ma keru.
Hotep di nesu netara, anpu wepa nepta desert. The Keru Ka Ka Ote Sinatari Ma Keru
Otepti Nesu Netara Anpu Wapa Neta Desert Perkeru Ka Ka Ote Sinatari Ma Keru
Otepti Nesu Netara Anpu wepwat neta jesu, pokeru ka ka ted, sinatari makeru.
O tepti nesu netara, anpu wepwat neta jesu, pokeru ka ka ted, sinatari makeru.
O tepti nesu netara. Anpu wepwat neta jesu, pokeru ka ka ted, sinatari makeru.
Potepti nesu netara anpuwapa neta desert perkiru ka ka ped sinetra arti ma kiru.
Potepti nesu netara anpuwapa neta desert perkiru ka ka ped. Meaning, offering is given to the Supreme Divinity and to Anpu, preparer of the traveler, and Wepwat, opener of the way, Lord of the sacred land. The spoken offering is 1,000 geese, complete maleness, and 1,000 geese, complete femaleness. This causes the divine to make one true of speech, an enlightened being.
We will now recite our Natarian creed, what we believe. As a Natarian, I follow the ancient African Kemetan religious path of Shitalneder, which teaches about the mysteries of the supreme being, Nebuchadnezzar, the all-encompassing divinity. I believe that from Nebuchadnezzar proceed all the Nederu, gods and goddesses, in all the worlds, and the entire universe. Since Nebuchadnezzar manifests as the Nederu, Nebuchadnezzar can be worshipped as a god or a goddess. I believe that there is only one supreme being, Nebuchadnezzar, and that the gods and goddesses are expressions of the one supreme being, Nebuchadnezzar. As a Natarian, I strive to come into harmony with the gods and goddesses, the Nederu, by developing within my personality the different virtuous and divine qualities they symbolize. This will lead me closer to Nebuchadnezzar. As a Natarian, I also believe that the supreme being I call Nebuchadnezzar is the same supreme being that is worshipped by other religions under different names. I believe that Nebuchadnezzar established all creation on Ma'at, righteousness, truth, and order, and that my actions, termed Ari, determine the quality of life I lead and experience. If I act with Ma'at, positive Ari, my path will be free of suffering and pain. When I forget Ma'at and act in an unrighteous manner, negative Ari, I invite suffering and pain into my life. As a Natarian, I believe when my body dies, my heart's actions will be examined against Ma'at. If it is found that I have held Ma'at during my lifetime, I will have positive Ari, and my Aku, my spirit, will become one with Nebuchadnezzar for all eternity. This is called Nahas, the spiritual awakening enlightenment. If it is found that I acted with selfishness and greed, I will have negative Ari, and my Ba, my soul, will suffer after death and then be reincarnated again to live in the world of time and space again. This is called Ufmen Ankh, reincarnation. As a Natarian, I believe in the teachings of Shemsu, following the path of Shitalneder by practicing the disciplines of Shedi, which include study of wisdom teachings, Rek'ab, devotion to God, Huashu, acting with righteousness, Ma'at, and meditation, Ua. Nebuchadnezzar provided the Shedi II, the spiritual teaching that was written in the Medu Netter, the hieroglyphic scriptures, so that the Shemsu, the followers, might study the wisdom teaching of Shitalneder. Two most important Natarian scriptures are the Pert Em Heru and the Hesu Amun, and the most important Natarian myth is the Assyrian resurrection. By the practice of the disciplines of Shedi, I will discover the Shital mysteries of life and become Mak Heru, pure of heart. I will become one with God, even before death, and I will discover supreme peace, abiding happiness, and fulfillment of my life's purpose, and promote peace and harmony for the world. We will now recite the four great truths of Shitalneder, the Ma'at, Ur, and Shitalneder. Call and response. Ah, Neder, Ua, Nebuchadnezzar, and Neteru.
Ah, Netter,
Ua, Ua, Nebuchadnezzar,
and
Neteru. Ah, Netter, Ua,
Ua, Nebuchadnezzar,
and Neteru.
Ah, Netter, Ua, Ua, Nebuchadnezzar, and Neteru.
Ha-netter, ua-ua, neverger and netteru.
Ha-netter, ua-ua, neverger and netteru.
Ha-netter, ua-ua, neverger and netteru.
Ha-netter, ua-ua, neverger and netteru. Meaning, the netter, the supreme being, is one and alone, and as Nebuchadnezzar manifesting everywhere and in all things in the form of gods and goddesses. Commentary: Nebuchadnezzar means all-encompassing divinity, the all-inclusive, all-embracing spirit, which pervades all and who is the ultimate essence of all. This first truth unifies all the expressions of Kemetic religion.
An ma'at sui sayu set se kemen.
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 An ma'at. We saw you set sekemen.
An ma'at, we saw you set sekemen.
An ma'at, we saw you set sekemen. Meaning, lack of righteousness brings fetters to the personality, and these fetters lead to ignorance of the divine. Commentary: when a human being acts in ways that contradict the natural order of nature, negative qualities of the mind will develop within that person's personality. These are the afflictions of Set. Set is the netter of egoism and selfishness. The afflictions of Set include anger, hatred, greed, lust, jealousy, envy, gluttony, dishonesty, hypocrisy, etc. So, to be free from the fetters of Set, one must be free from the afflictions of Set.
Se washu, se napu, in sayu Set.
Se washu, se napu, in sayu Set.
Se washu, se napu, in sayu Set.
Say washu, say nafu, and 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 sayu set. Meaning, devotion to the divine leads to freedom from the fetters of Set. Commentary: to be liberated, nafu, freedom to breathe, from the afflictions of Set, one must be devoted to the divine. Being devoted to the divine means living by ma'at. Ma'at is a way of life that is purifying to the heart and beneficial for society, as it promotes virtue and honor. Living by ma'at means practicing shedi, which are the spiritual practices and disciplines. Uashu means devotion, and the classic pose of adoring the divine is called dua, standing or sitting with upraised hands facing outwards towards the image of the divinity.
Ardi shedi reka b'makeru.
Ari 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 shedi reka b'makeru.
Ardi shedi rekab imakiru.
Aishari Brakat Emakeru. Meaning, the practice of the Shati disciplines leads to knowing oneself and the divine. This is called being true of speech. Commentary. Doing Shati means to study profoundly, to penetrate the mysteries, the Shatat, and discover the nature of the divine. There have been several practices designed by the sages of ancient Kemet to facilitate the process of self-knowledge. These are the religious Shatat traditions and the Sima Tawi, Smai Tawi yogic disciplines related to them that augment the spiritual practices. All the traditions relate the teachings of the sages by means of myths related to particular gods or goddesses. It is understood that all these metru are related, like brothers and sisters, having all emanated from the same source, the same supremely divine parent, who is neither male nor female, but encompasses the totality of the two. Tata.
Recitations, readings for Ushet at sunset. The following is a hymn to the Supreme Being in the form of Tem, or the setting sun. In the theology surrounding the god Ra, Ra is seen as a representation of the Supreme Being, Nebuchadnezzar, Pa-Neter. As such, Ra is depicted as the sun, and the sun has three phases which it manifests every day. These phases are the morning, the middle of the day, and the setting sun. Thus we have the following quotation. In the myth of Ra, Inasset Ra says, I am Kepra in the morning, and Ra at noonday, and Temu in the evening. Thus, the following hymn is effective for the evening hours, prior to practicing intense meditation and also at the time of death. In the mystical mythology of the ancient Egyptian Kemetic city of Anu, Sun City, it is understood that Ra travels in bark, which is itself the sun. From this bark hang cords by which those who are righteous can grab hold of in order to be lifted onto the boat. Thus, through the practice of Ma'at, righteous living, one is able to be raised to the company of Ra, who travels on the boat of millions of years of eternity, and thus attain immortality and communion with God. For more on this teaching, see the books Anunian Theology and African Religion, Volume 4, Assyrian Theology by Dr. Moata Ashby.
A hymn to Ra Tem from the papyrus of Lady Mut-Hetep. The Lady Mut-Hetep says, O Ra Tem, in thy splendid progress thou risest and thou settest as a living being in the glories of the western horizon. Thou settest in thy territory, which is in the mount of sunset, Manu. Thy uraeus is behind thee. Thy uraeus is behind thee. Homage, Ushet, to thee, O thou who art in peace. Homage to thee, O thou who art in peace. Thou art joined unto the Eye of Tem, and it chooses its power of protection to place behind thy members. Thou goest forth through heaven. Thou travelest over the earth, and thou journeyest onward. O luminary, the northern and the southern halves of heaven come to thee, and they bow low in adoration, and they do homage unto thee day by day. The gods of Amentet rejoice in thy beauties, and the unseen places sing hymns of praise unto thee. Those who dwell on the Sektet boat go round about thee, and the souls of the east do homage to thee, and when they meet thy majesty, they cry, Come, come in peace. There is a shout of welcome to thee, O Lord of heaven and governor of Amentet. Thou art acknowledged by Aset, who seeth her son Heru in thee, the Lord of fear, the mighty one of terror. Thou settest as a living being in the hidden place. Thy father, Tatunen, raiseth thee up and he placeth both his hands behind thee. Thou becomest endowed with divine attributes in thy members of earth. Thou wakest in peace and thou settest in Manu. Grant thou that I may become a being honored before Asar, and that I may come to thee, O Ra-Ten. I have adored thee, therefore do thou for me that which I wish. Grant thou that I may be victorious in the presence of the company of the gods. Thou art beautiful, Ra, in thy western horizon of Amentet, thou lord of Ma'at, thou being who art greatly feared and whose attributes are majestic. O thou who art greatly beloved by those who dwell in the Duat.
Thou shinest with thy beams upon the beings that are therein perpetually, and thou sendest forth thy light upon the path of Rastal. Thou openest up the path of the double lion god, Akar. Thou settest the gods upon their thrones, and the spirits in their abiding places. The heart of Naref, Amrutef, a region of the netherworld, is glad when Ra setteth. The heart of Naref is glad when Ra setteth. Hail, O ye gods of the land of Amentet, who make offerings and oblations unto Ra-Tem. Ascribe ye glory unto him when ye meet him. Grasp ye your weapons and overthrow ye the fiend Siva on behalf of Ra, and repulse the fiend Nept on behalf of Asar. The gods of the land of Amentet rejoice and lay hold upon the cords of the Sekhet boat, and they come in peace, the gods of the hidden place who dwell in Amentet triumph. Pause 1 minute for silent meditation. Conversation between Asar, the initiate, and God in the form of Atum. These are the words which, when spoken and understood, protect an aspirant from dying a second time. These words are to be spoken by the Asar, the initiate, who is righteous of speech. O Jehuti, what is it that has come into being through the conflict of the children of Nut? They have engendered unrest, unrighteousness, and have created fiends, and they have slaughtered themselves, animals, and nature. They have created for themselves fetters by their doings which render them weak. Give them, O great Jehudi, a commandment of Atum, so that their unrighteousness may not be seen, so that you will not experience that. Shorten their years, shorten their mouths, because they have committed unrighteousness towards you in secret. I am your palate. I even brought you the ink pot as well. I am not among those with hidden unrighteousness. There is no wrongdoing within me. These words are spoken by me, O Atum. I am Asar, the initiate. Tell me, what place is this that I've come to? There is no water here. There is no air, and there is a great darkness.
In this plane, you have no physical body. Therefore, you may live here through peace of heart. Moreover, there is no sexuality here. In place of water, air, bread, bear, and lovemaking, I have given you the opportunity to attain the state of Aku, together with peace of heart. Atum has decreed that my face should be seen, and that I should not suffer the things that cause pain. Every god is sending his throne to the leader of eternity. It is thy throne given to thy son, Heru. Atum, holding what was sent to him by the elder divinities, commanded this. It is he who has been ruling thy throne. It is he inheriting the throne within the island of Double Fire. command that I may be seen as I am his double, and that my face may see the face of Lord Atum. What is the duration of life? It has been decreed for millions of years of duration. It is given to me to send the old one. After that period of time, I am going to destroy all created things. It is the earth that came forth from Nun, now coming forth into its former state.
I am fated with a sar, done for me to become images of the serpents, not knowing they the people, and not knowing the gods and goddesses, the excellent beauty that I made for Asar, which was greater than all the gods and goddesses. I gave to him the desert. His son Heru is his heir on his throne within the island of double fire. I made also a divine ruling place for him in the divine boat of millions of years. It is Heru who is now established on the Serek for those who are beloved and who are attaining sturdiness. Furthermore, the soul of Seth, which is greater than all the gods and goddesses, was sent. It is given to me to make fettered his soul within the divine boat, for his desire is feared by the divine body parts. Hail, Father mine, Asar, do make for me what you did for thy father Ra, the achievement of a long life on earth, achieving the throne, health, progeny, and endurance for my tomb and my loved ones who are on earth. Grant that my enemies be destroyed, that the scorpion goddess may be on top of them, fettering them. Father mine Ra, make thee for me these things, Ankh, Uja, Seneb, life, vitality, and health. Heru is now firmly established on the Serek. Give thee movement in course of time, that of advancing towards blessedness.
Amasu in panate, Salkesu element in panate, all to one Kedi Paharu. Give thyself to the goddess, keep thou thyself daily for the goddess, and let tomorrow be as today. Shetel.
The daily chants of Shetel Neder and Smat Tawi for evening worship. Call and response. Om Amun Rapata.
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 Om Amun Rapata. The one divine self manifesting, and the trinity of witnessing consciousness, mind, and the physical universe.
Om Asara Set Heru.
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 Om Asara Set Heru. The one divine self manifesting, and the trinity of the divine father, divine mother, and divine child.
Om Mati Makeru.
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 Om Mati Makeru. The one divine self manifesting as the dual goddesses of truth, of above and below, meaning heaven and earth, assist us in attaining spiritual enlightenment.
Amasu impanatu, sapisu eminipanatu, autuanuma kiri paharu.
Amasu impanatu, sapisu eminipanatu, autuanuma kiri paharu.
Amasun panetu, sapisu emintanetu, autuanuma kiri paharu.
Amasun panetu, sapisu emintanetu, autuanuma kiri paharu.
Amasun panetu, sapisu emintanetu, autuanuma kiri paharu.
Amasu impanate, sauke suement impanate, au tu anima, kiri paharu.
Amasu impanate, sauke su eminent panate, au tu anima, kiri paharu.
Amasu impanate, sauke suement impanate, au tu anima, kiri paharu. Give thyself to the divine. Keep thou thyself daily for the divine. And let tomorrow be as today.
Hotepti sinetu iri metu waj.
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 Hotepti sinetu iri metu waj. A peace offering is made to propitiate that God may make the vascular system flourish. This is an invocation of health.
Duara, duara, duara kepra.
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 Duara, duara, duara kepra. Adorations to Ra. Adorations to Ra in the form of the Creator.
Dua asar unefernetra, dua asar herabu, dua asar nebjeta, dua asar sutinhe.
Dua asar unefernetra, dua asar herabu. Do a sign, let Jetta. Do a sign, Sutton Head.
Do a sign, Unefernetra. Do a sign, Head Abdu. Do a sign, let Jetta. Do a sign, Sutton Head.
Do a sign, Unefernetra. Do a sahara do, do a sah nebjeta, do a sah sutin hey.
Do a sah unefernetra, do a sahara do, do a sah nebjeta, do a sah sutin hey.
Do a song, never, never, do a song, her, I do, do a song, never. truth in hand.
Dua Asa Unefer Netera, Dua Asa Her Abdu, Dua Asa Nebjeta, Dua Asa Sutin Hay.
Dua Asa Unefer Netera, Dua Asa Her Abdu, Dua Asa Nebjeta, Dua Asa Sutin Hay. Dua Asa Unefer Netera, adoration to Asa, pure existence, exalted divinity. Dua Asa Her Abdu, adorations to Asa, innermost essence of Abdu, city of God. Dua Asa Nebjeta, adorations to Asa, Lord of forever. Dua Asa Sutene, adorations to Asa, King of eternity.
Net, net, dua net, seth ekerda senues.
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 Net, net, dua net, seth ekerda senues. Goddess Net, Goddess Net, adoration to Goddess Net. Remove your veil so that we may see your true form, meaning creation unveiled, to see the divine self, spiritual enlightenment.
Dua heteru netrita.
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 Dua heteru netrita. Adoration to Heteru, the great goddess.
Ma'at Anku Ma'at, Ma'at Nebuten, Tahina Ma'at, Ankhina Ma'at, Asima Ma'at.
Ma'at Anku Ma'at, Ma'at Nebuten, Tahina Ma'at, Ankhina Ma'at, Asima Ma'at.
Ma'at Anku Ma'at, Ma'at Nebuten, Tahina Ma'at, Ankhina Ma'at, Asima Ma'at.
Ma'at Anku Ma'at, Ma'at Nebuten, Tahina Ma'at, Ankhina Ma'at, Asima Ma'at.
Ma'at Anku Ma'at, Ma'at Nebuten, Tahina Ma'at, Ankhina Ma'at, Asima Ma'at.
Ma'at Anku Ma'at, Ma'at Nebuten, Tahina Ma'at, Ankhina Ma'at, Asima Ma'at.
Ma'at Anku Ma'at, Ma'at Nebuten, Kahina Ma'at, Ankhina Ma'at, Asima Ma'at, Dua Ma'at Nebuten.
Manam kumat, manebutan, kahenamat, ankenamat, kasimamat, duamat nebutan, duamat nebutan, duamat nebutan, duamat nebutan. Ma'at Anku Ma'at. Ma'at is the source of life. Ma'at Nebuten. Ma'at is in everywhere you are. Ka Hena Ma'at. Rise in the morning with Ma'at. Ankh Hena Ma'at. Live with Ma'at. Ha Sima Ma'at. Let every limb join with Ma'at, meaning let her guide your action. Dua Ma'at Nebuten. Adorations to Goddess Ma'at, who is in everywhere you are.
Neb Netu, Neb Jedu, Erda Sudaha Nederu Dendiu.
Neb Netu, Neb Jedu, Erda Sudaha Nederu Dendiu.
Neb Medu, Neb Jedu, Erda Sud Aha Nederu Dendiu.
Neb Medu, Neb Jedu, Erda Sud Aha Nederu Dendiu.
Neb Medu, Neb Jedu, Erda Sud Aha Nederu Dendiu.
Neb Medu, Neb Jedu, Era su taha netru dendiu.
Neb nedu, neb jedu, era su taha netru dendiu.
Neb nedu, neb jedu, era su taha netru dendiu. Meaning, all words, all spoken about me, from outside me, such as others saying things about me, and also from inside me, such as negative, egoistic self-talk based on fear, anger, insecurity, frustration, etc. The Netaru, those gods and goddesses, together they stand up for me on my behalf. And now we will have our RMS chant, which was written by Sebai Ma and composed together with Shem Sarit Neter S. Merimati. And this evening, I have to have my special Sendi online with us, who's going to join with me. Hetep Shem Zaku.
Dua Hetep. Dua Sekamet. Dua
do a second.
Adorations to Goddess Sekhmet, power of the life force energy. Adorations to Goddess Aset, lady of wisdom and healing words of power. Do for this child life, vitality, and health. Do Asante. Hetep.
Now we'll have our prayer for the sick and the shut-ins. May Aset heal us, as she healed Heru of all his pains, which his uncle Set had caused him when he killed his father Asar. O Aset, great words of power, heal us. Save the one from all the bad, evil, tectonic things, from the demonic and deadly diseases, purities of all kinds, which attack them, as you have saved and freed your son Heru. As I enter the fire and emerge from the water, may I not fall into the trap of that day, saying, I am small and pitiful. O Ra, you have spoken for your body. O Asar, you who pray for your manifestation. Ra speaks for his body. Asar prays for his manifestation. Free us from all possible evil, bad, and typhonic things, from the demonic and deadly fevers of all kinds, from the ancient Egyptian comedic medicine Everest Papyrus. Now we have come into the special segment of our program, the listening to the teachings, which will be taken from the e-book Egyptian Yoga Volume 2 by Dr. Moata Ashby. We will be reading from page 210. It is ignorance of the self within that leads to desire. Desire leads to actions that will move one towards the fulfillment of desire. When desires are not still fulfilled, there is either suppression or longing. Suppression is when you can't get what you want and you say, oh, well, I didn't really need it anyway. In reality, you have not dealt with your desire, and it will remain latent until another provocative event occurs. For instance, you may see the object you desire often because a friend possesses it. This could be a car, an article of clothing, etc. The more you see it, the more pressure your desire places on you. Then suppressed desire leads to anger over the inability to acquire the object. If you do not suppress the desire, then there develops longing and fancies about the object. How happy would I be if I could only get it, and so on. The constant pressure in the mind from longing, anger, desire, etc., renders the mind dull and gross. It is difficult to see the error because the mind is beset with ignorance about the objects of desire. Also, such a mind is incapable of exercising reason, because the intellect is clouded with the delusions or erroneous beliefs in the mind. The object cannot permit happiness to be experienced except for a short time. Since this happiness is only serving to engender new impressions to sprout more egoistic desires and longings, which will keep the mind in a constant state of vibration, unable to discover true peace and contentment, it is not seen as true happiness, but pain in disguise. This type of happiness that occurs as a result of some occurrence in the world is termed as elation. Both elation, excitement, and depression, sadness, are seen as pain because they lead the mind to a distracted, agitated state, which distorts the mind's understanding of the world and of its own identity. Thus, both elation and depression prevent the mind from perceiving the divine self as the innermost essence of the mind, as well as the essence of creation. This is the state known were referred to as spiritual ignorance.
When there is a longing to have worldly experiences, there can be little spiritual discovery because this requires focusing or concentrating one's attention on the divine within as well as outside of yourself. Therefore, you must understand that the witnessing consciousness within you, which is aware of the thoughts, feelings, desires, etc., is at the same time separate from them. When you completely realize your separation from the contents of the mind, the varied states of consciousness, and the physical body, you will gain an awareness of who you really are. This is the true goal, to discover your true identity and the fullness of life.
Fullness here implies that you will have a deeper, richer experience of happiness and bliss which cannot be experienced through the mind and senses. The paradox here is that in the state of enlightenment, you experience more peace and happiness than you could ever hope for in ordinary life. This is what everyone is really looking for and hoping to find. It is greater than any positive worldly situation, such as coming into material riches or traveling to the most beautiful spot on earth and being treated as a king or a queen.
There is no peace and happiness like the peace and happiness that comes from absolute desirelessness. Spiritual peace and happiness are related to an expansion in consciousness, while the peace and happiness of human existence are based on experiences of the senses and body, which are fleeting. Thus, most people, as they get older and the body and senses do not function as they did before, experience more and more instances of sadness and depression. When your consciousness associates with the mind and body, it must constrict itself to a single personality, a single body, and the possibilities of one lifetime of experiences. However, the expanded consciousness of a spiritual aspirant transcends the individual personality to encompass the entire universe. Then what is there to desire? What is there to long for in the world of human experience? What is there to possess?
The mind is like a lake. When the mind is calm, there is no agitation, no movement. It is like a lake that can reflect and image clearly. However, when the mind is agitated, the mental substance is put into vibration, and these vibrations are what constitute thoughts and perceptions of the senses. Thus, consciousness in the state of rest reveals one image, one essence, one being. When the mind moves, seeking to fulfill desire after desire, it is like a lake into which a rock has been thrown. Many waves ripple through the surface, breaking up the image and creating the illusion that there are many pieces instead of the one. These ripples are the thoughts of the mind. When there is constant agitation and vibration in the mind, it is not possible to perceive the self clearly. So there is only a limited experience, peace and joy. However, when the mind is calmed by practicing the wisdom teachings, detachment, humility, dispassion, and meditation in everyday life, the true identity within becomes revealed.
And now we have a new section called Mind of an Enlightened Person. When a human being becomes an enlightened sage, there is awareness of infinite expansion and oneness with all things. This feeling transcends the awareness of the body and mind, even though these continue to exist, even as a waking or lucid dream continues. after one has woken up mentally within the dream. An enlightened person sees all things as part of himself or herself, and therefore feels no need to desire an object or the company of any person in particular to be happy. On the other hand, an enlightened person also does not feel a need to keep objects or persons away from themselves to be happy. There is indifference, detachment, and dispassion due to inner contentment. There is true freedom from the world, as well as from the cycle of birth and death. This is because there are no unconscious desires or illusions which will impel the mind to continue seeking happiness and satisfaction from the realms of relative existence, meaning astral or physical planes, which are governed by the triad of consciousness. There is no ignorance in the mind about their true identity. Therefore, there is no desire to be an individual, seeking to fulfill egoistic needs or experiencing the disappointments and sorrows of that individual existence. An enlightened sage, in constant awareness that all levels of mental experience, waking, dream, dreamless sleep, conscious, subconscious, and unconscious are nothing but ripples or vibrations in the ocean of pure consciousness. They are a wonderful display of multiplicity and the myriad permutations of infinite possibility. However, the sage realizes that they are fleeting and illusory, like a dream. So a sage does not allow attachment to grow in the mind, nor harbor illusions about objects or people. A sage is the supreme witness of the spectacle of the world, having discovered the reality that transcends it, being anchored to that reality. Nothing in the world can hurt them or add anything to their feeling or contentment.
As an aspirant, your task is to control your mind by engaging in the various practices outlined here. With patience and perseverance, you must move forward on your quest for self-discovery through the studying, the teachings, reflecting upon them constantly, and meditating on them as often as possible. If these practices are undertaken as outlined here, you will eventually be able to control your mind and discover the hidden inner realms within, leading to the discovery of the Supreme Self, your true identity.
And the next section is titled Consciousness and the Three States. And there is an ancient Egyptian Kemetic proverb, and I quote, "The mind, being builder, does use the fire as tool for the construction of all things, but that of man only for things on earth. Stripped of its fire," meaning awareness of the innermost self, "the mind on earth cannot make things divine, for it is human in its dispensation. As such, a soul, when from the body freed, if it has fought the fight of piety to know God and to do wrong to no one, such soul becomes entirely mind," meaning pure consciousness, "whereas the impious soul remains in its own essence," meaning conditioned, "chastised by its own self," meaning leading itself to suffering by its own will. End quote.
As introduced earlier, consciousness expresses in three states: waking, dream, and dreamless sleep. The study of these states will provide deep mystical insight into the nature of human existence, the nature of God, and the nature of creation. Throughout the following study, we will follow the plan laid out in the Hymns of Amun based on the Trinity symbolism of Amun-Ra Ptah. When you normally think of yourself, you point to your body and say, this is me. This is called body consciousness. However, how can you say this is me when your body is inseparable related to the elements of the earth, and these are related to the elements of the entire universe? Every human being is composed of three personalities, and not just the body and ego self, of which most people are aware. How is this possible? The wisdom of yoga philosophy shows the way to reason this out. The understanding of this important teaching will lead to spiritual enlightenment.
When you are awake, you refer to your physical body and say that this physical body is, quote, me, and this is, quote, my life, and so on. However, when you are asleep, the waking life is tossed aside in favor of a new personality with new problems, a new body, and an entirely new world. Further, when one is experiencing deep sleep, in other words, when one is neither awake nor dreaming, there is another personality that matters. It is oblivious to any form of experience, is the deep, unconscious personality. Therefore, there are three distinct personalities which every human being experiences on a daily basis. These are the waking personality, the dream or astral personality, and the unconscious personality. So which one of these are you? When you wake up in the morning after sleeping, you say, that dream was not real. But when you go to sleep at night and the dream personality arises, aren't you saying the same thing about the waking personality? When you are dreaming, believe the dream personality to be the real you. So which is real and which is unreal?
Now we have a new section called the waking personality, Ptah. The waking personality is aware of the physical reality. It is the state in which consciousness uses the gross senses in order to experience gross physical objects. However, as we discussed in the Egyptian Yoga, the Philosophy Enlightenment, Volume 1, and in Part 1 of this volume, gross physical objects are in reality not physical at all. This finding, which mystics have hailed for thousands of years, has been confirmed by modern physics. In reality, physical objects which are experienced in the waking state of consciousness are no more real than the objects experienced in a dream. The factor which makes them appear real is consciousness. In association with the senses, consciousness lends reality to the world depending on the state, lucid, agitated, or dull, in which it is. This is why you believe that the waking world is real, and while in your dream you believe the dream world to be real. However, neither is real from an absolute point of view. They are relative realities that have expressed or emanated out of the mind as a thought, imagination, or daydream arises. The waking personality wants physical objects for its experience. It desires worldly objects and worldly experiences for its enjoyment and to interact with through the senses.
And this will conclude our readings for this evening. We'll pick up next time on page 214 with the new section called The Dream Personality, Ra. Dua Seva Ma, Dua Seva Ja. And now we'll transition to our brief meditation and breathing exercise. So I'd like you to find yourself in a comfortable position by either lying on the floor with your legs and arms spread slightly, or sitting in a cross-legged yogic position, or sitting in a chair with your feet flat on the floor, your shoulders squarely over your hips, and your back straight. Now gently close your eyes. We will be breathing deeply and rhythmically in and out of the nostrils. When we inhale, we're going to expand the abdomen and follow the breath from the base of the spine to the area of the forehead in between the eyebrows. And when we exhale, we're going to contract our abdomen toward the spine. So let us begin. Inhale, follow your breath from the base of the spine to the area of the forehead in between your eyebrows. And now gently exhale and contract your abdomen toward the spine. Release any and all tension you may feel in your body. Inhale, follow your breath from the base of the spine to the area of the forehead. And now exhale gently and contract your abdomen toward the spine. Let go of any negativity. Inhale. And now gently exhale. Inhale. Gently exhale. Inhale. Exhale, letting go of all the frustrations of the day. And now we'll add our chant for this evening, which will be Om Amun Ra Ata. I will call the chant, and you may respond mentally. Om Amun Ra Ata. Om Amun Ra Ata. Now continue the chant silently. If your mind wanders, just gently bring it back to the chant. Om Namo Rabata. Thank you.
now we'll add our visualization for this evening. Off in the distance, you see something, but you're not quite sure what it is. But somehow, it feels familiar to you. It moves slowly towards you as you move slowly toward it. Gently moving closer to each other. And now you realize it is a moon who is coming to you as you are moving closer to our moon. Slowly, gently moving closer to each other. He lifts his arm to place them on your shoulder. As you place your arm around the moon, this is the divine embrace of a moon. It feels warm, loving, full and complete. Rest here in the divine embrace of Allah. Now gently, Amon lifts his arms from your shoulders. As you gently lift your arms from around the moon. Slowly, you take a step away from each other. Gently moving away from each other. But you rest in the knowledge that this will not be the last divine embrace of a moon. Moving slowly ever away from each other. Now gradually come back to waking consciousness and gently open your eyes. Hatep, 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 hatep.
In order to learn more about Chital Netter, go to EgyptianYoga.com and register for a free membership at our new interactive website. Your free membership allows you to enjoy a continuous stream of devotional hymns, new articles, videos, Q&A about Kemetic culture, spirituality, and lifestyle, which includes ancient teachings presented by our temple high priests and priestess. Be sure to access our Blog Talk Radio Chital Netter archives for inspirational programs such as our Glorious Light Meditation, Kemetic Life Skills series, and many others. Each Sunday at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time, we have our morning devotional service with readings from the Asarian Resurrection series from African Religion, Volume 4, Asarian Theology with Shems Arit Netter S. Mary Ma'ati, Shems Aku Tud Alset Ma'at, Shems Eru Mary Alton, and Asar Jehuti Mess. While in Atlanta, Georgia, please visit the Temple of Heru located at 6099 Patilo Way, Lithonia, Georgia, for Sunday devotional worship presided over by priest Uab Setna Nevi Ra. For further information, contact him at 678-437-7768. While in Charlotte, North Carolina, please visit the Temple of Amun for your Sunday devotional worship presided by priest Uab Ra Tem, 704-780-5769, or Unut Amutut at 704-968-6200. The final announcement tonight is an appeal for donation partners to keep our Blog Talk Radio programming on the air. Please make your kind and generous donation according to how you have been blessed by using paypal.com and sending to Chitaut Retreat, info@aol.com. This concludes our devotional worship program. You may now partake of your offering. Thank you for joining us. Be sure to join us next week at the same time for the Chital Netter Worship Program. On behalf of Sabai Ma, Dr. Moata Ashby, and Seva Ja, Dr. Karen Ashby, and the Temple of Aset, Temple of Chital Netter, I am Shems Pata Naut Ankh, along with Shems Baket Asu Ra. Wishing you an abundance of happiness, peace, and blessings, and Ankh Uja Sneb, which means life, vitality, and health. Please stay tuned for our closing prayer. Hatep.
Hatep. And one additional announcement this evening is that there will be a Blog Talk program this Saturday, May 14th, at 9 o'clock with Sabai Ma. And I believe his host will be on Pooh, but I'm not quite sure of that. But I know that Sabai Ma will be having his program at 9 o'clock, May 14th. So please join us then. Amasu in panate, sake suent in panate, altu anima, keri paharu. Give thyself to God, keep thou thyself daily for God, and let tomorrow